It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God? Like all of Zeus astray. A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. We're going to pray today. I'm so thankful that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, praying around the clock, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And today, we're going to talk about hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to do some prophetic praying today. And I believe that you are going to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And so today is going to be a fantastic day. And we are calling the intercessors out of the closet today. Those that have been in their homes, on their knees, praying and seeking God. The prophet is to declare what the intercessors are hearing, and the intercessors are to pray about what the prophet is seeing. Did you get that? The prophet is to declare what the intercessors are hearing, and the intercessors are to pray about what the prophet is seeing. So today, in the name of Jesus, we're going to pray in the natural, and we're going to pray in the supernatural today. And so I want you to pray with me. And so, Father God, we just just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. I believe there are people that are listening today that you have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. There is a natural and there is a supernatural. And in Christendom today, we have people that have become that have deleted the Holy Spirit, minimized the Holy Spirit to a prayer closet, or put the Holy Spirit in the back room. And so today we're going to pray with our understanding, and we are going to pray in the Spirit. And if you have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, then I'm going to give you an opportunity to do exactly that, to be baptized in the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues. Somebody says, well, I don't believe that, Dale Gentry. But you must understand that there is power in praying in the Spirit. That is called the supernatural. And so today we are talking about the natural and the supernatural. And so the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4, Luke 4, man shall not live by bread alone. And so there are so many Christians today, they're attempting to live in the realm of the natural. And they have all of these supernatural opportunities today. They have all of these supernatural possibilities in their lives that they are not taking advantage of. They get up every morning, say a little prayer, possibly, and rush off into the day with this brief prayer on their lips, God bless me, my four, and help me today. And they say a prayer quickly. But I'm here to tell you today that we are not to live by bread alone, but we are to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And as a prophetic voice in this nation, as well as a prayer leader in this nation since 1967, I've been a prayer and prophetic voice in this nation since 1985. And I'm here to declare today that God is bringing the church out of the closet. He's bringing the church out of the church, out of the building, out of the four walls, into the streets to win souls. I shared with you how Calvary Cathedral the past 2 years in Fort Worth, Texas, has gone out into the streets. They won 75,000 people to Jesus. You say, well, how many is in their church? No, how many is in the kingdom of heaven? And so today we must realize that we are a force in the earth when we pray. And when we pray, we will have an eagle mentality. We will not have a chicken mentality, but we will have an eagle mentality. He that hath an ear to hear, that's what Jesus said, let him hear what the Spirit would say to the church. And I believe today that the Spirit of God is speaking to the church. And we can become so troubled, ladies and gentlemen, Christians, I'm talking to you, servants of God, we can become so troubled about what we see in the land that we will focus only on that. I became quite troubled this past weekend when I heard that Pope Francis, the head of the Catholic Church, this weekend prayed in a Turkish mosque in support of Islam. And my first thoughts was, God, how could it be that the head of the Catholic Church could pray in a Turkish mosque in support of Islam? Could it be that there is a merging, an attempt to merge Christianity and Islam and Hinduism? What is going on? I heard a person say in a charismatic church, I had a lady get up and say, the Muslims and the Hindus and the Christians are all one. And I spoke out, no, we are not one. We are only one with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We do not serve a Hindu God or a Muslim God. We serve a Christian God. We serve a God whose name is Jehovah, whose Son is Jesus Christ, who came into this world, died on a cross, and rose the third day. That is the God that we serve. His name is Jehovah. He is Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. He is Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification. He is Jehovah Shammah, our presence. He is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He is Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. He is Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our God, our banner, our rear guard. That is the God we serve, and we will serve him alone. There is only one God who had one son and who went back to into heaven. He sits at the right hand of God, and the Father God sent the Holy Ghost, who dwells inside of us. And when we pray, we say, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." We hallow his name today. We pray the kingdom in heaven shall be done on this earth. And the kingdoms of heaven is our kingdoms today. And it happens when we pray, not when we live in the realm of the natural. And I'm speaking to you today. I'm speaking to you Christians who have been born again, that are discouraged. You're overwhelmed. You're thinking about the conditions of this nation. You're thinking about the conditions of our society. You're thinking about fearful things. You're thinking about how you're going to make it. Will you have enough food to eat? Will you have enough clothes to wear? Enough water to drink? Will you be able to survive? And you must understand that we could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here we are now, alive and well in this day. And we are here to fulfill the God assignments. And there are some of you today that you feel like that life is over. You feel like, hey, you've done all that you can do. You feel like maybe you ministers, I pastored as long as I can pastor. I preached as long as I can preach. I prayed as long as I can pray. I don't know anything else to do. I'm here to tell you by revelation, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost that is in me, that resides in me by a prayer leader in this nation, that God is not finished with you. He is not finished with America, and he is not finished with you. I declare today that the best is yet to come in the name of Jesus. And the things that have happened to you in the past, the anointing and the ministry that you've had and the good things, it makes no difference how many times that you have fallen. I hear the Holy Spirit say that you are going to get up again. A righteous person may fall down seven times, but that righteous person will get up again. And I declare by the Holy Spirit that you will get up again. Sarah, at 90 years of age, felt like it was over, but the Holy Spirit caused her to be desirable in the eyes of her husband. And at 90 years old, she had a child. It was the beginning of a new life for her and her husband, who was 100 years old. And you must understand that God multiplied Abraham's seed as the stars in the sky, as the sand on the seashore. You could not count the number of seed that came out of a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman. And God caused that old woman to become desirable in the eyes of her husband. She brought forth a son. She brought forth a son, a seed of promise by the name of Isaac, and a grandson by the name of Jacob, who later became Israel. I'm here to tell you today that your life is not over. And I speak by the Holy Ghost, and you will never understand. You will never understand that in the realm of the natural. The natural circumstances of your life will become overwhelming. And I know today that I'm speaking to some people that are overwhelmed in life. And you just think, I'm on the backside of the desert, like Moses. Moses wandered around for 40 years, served his father-in-law, lived a normal life. But one morning, he saw a bush, and it was an incredible sight because the bush was not consumed. It continued to burn. And when he turned aside to see, the Lord spoke out of the bush. And I'm just asking you today on this Tuesday, December the 2nd, 2014, to turn aside from the natural activities of your life, from all of the circumstances, overwhelming. Maybe you're not working. Maybe you don't know how you're going to buy Christmas gifts. Maybe you don't, it doesn't seem like you'll ever get ahead in life. You'll never own your own home. And it seems like that your kids will never serve God, and your husband, you're not sure that he's being faithful. I'm telling you, all kinds of things are happening in your life. I pray for you today. Would you just turn aside this moment? The Bible said when Moses turned aside to see, the voice of the Lord came out of the burning bush. The voice of the Lord came and began to speak to Moses, and Moses' life was changed because God began to give him some God assignments. I want to tell you on this Tuesday, by the power of the Holy Spirit that operates in me, that God is not finished with you today. There is a new beginning in your life. There is a new beginning. And I'm just going to pray with you today. And would you pray in the realm of the Spirit? Much of my revelation, and I'm doing revelatory praying today. Man shall not live by bread alone. That's the natural. But by every word, that word is rhema, by every supernatural word. And so I'm going to pray today. Much of my revelation comes with praying in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, and then I listen, and then I begin to hear the voice of the Lord speak to me. Oral Roberts taught me many years ago. He said, I pray in the Spirit, and then I stop, and the Holy Spirit interprets back to me what I've been praying in the Spirit. So would you pray with me in the Spirit today, and then we'll just listen to the voice of the Lord. Nemanda namando siki brisheme elibro manamando lebre iterebe shikuta e sikabeti shikabete mindere brieta ramandor bekara mandor bese tishe masibeti o shikata labre iterebe kumata sebekete mashabaku remikandre brieta shikadabaku brishe mandor be ite. Lord, I pray for people that need to hear your voice. There seems to be no way out of their predicament. There seems to be no way out of their present environmental circumstances, situations. There seems to be no way out. But in the realm of the supernatural, I know that you can speak a word. And I know from experience that one word from God today can change their life forever. Kerabro, erebri kira mandara bokurbi, mana mandara bosot erebri shikara bokotai, brindrebike. Just pray in the Spirit with me. And if you don't have a prayer language, just go ahead and pray in the natural. And just a few moments, we're going to stop and we're going to listen to the voice of the Lord. And you need to write down what you're hearing. Or if you're driving, maybe just pull over and write down what you're hearing, or on your cell phone. Just pull over and just begin to speak into your cell phone. Record it. You gotta write down Jeremiah 30:2. Write it in a book. So we're just gonna pray right now in the Spirit. Cerebra uterebe shikete. Mana mandora bre itaraba shikomandola bre ite. Mesiki shikobatad nemeku masambronde masambrikete masambriketo masambrikete shiku baki mabatai. Mamandora bekitere brotere bishikarabaku, labrondere bishikore bekita sete, brishemata labri saramandora briata. Now I want you to just pause and let's just listen now. Don't say anything. Just listen. You say, well, what if he doesn't say anything? What if the Holy Spirit doesn't say anything to me? But what if he does? So let's just listen right now. just pray, Lord, that you just speak to us today by the power of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord, we pray today, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we just pray right now that we will hear your voice, Holy Spirit, speaking to us today. Speaking to us today, the voice of the Lord speaking to us today, saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Walk in it. You just say, well, I just don't know. I just allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you this morning about his will, plan, and purpose for your life. And so I just want us to pause and consider, Selah, pause and consider today, hearing the voice of the Lord. I want you to anoint your spiritual ears right now and say these words after me. Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Walk in it. Now put your hand on your eyes and say these words after me. Holy Spirit, open my eyes, my spiritual eyes, that I might see what you're doing in me. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Holy Spirit, open my heart, that I might receive all that you have for me. I'm ready to receive. Forgive me for depending on my natural circumstances. Help me to know there's a supernatural emotion in my life today. Holy Spirit, have your way in me today. Holy Spirit, have your way in me today. Here's Liam to sing about it. And I want you just to listen to the voice of the Lord. Today's the day to hear the voice.
Long after the tears fall, I'm still your child. I've put down my defenses, lay down my pride. Love and forgiveness flow deep and wide. So I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. What a joy it is to give my life away to you. All that I need, all that I seek is you here with me.
Okay, today we're talking about hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, and we're talking about intercessors, and it's good to have on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station here on this Tuesday. It's good to have Deborah Davenport from Rockwall, Texas, who we affectionately know as Debbie Davenport. Her and her husband, Brian, have been friends of ours for many years, and the Holy Spirit just been speaking to me today about calling intercessors out of the closet for them to proclaim what they are hearing. And the intercessors are to tell the prophets on the wall what they are hearing. The prophet on the wall is to tell the intercessors what he is seeing. So, Debbie, it's so good to have you on today.
Thank you.
I know that you are a true intercessor. I know by no means you claim to be a radio personality, which I'm not. I don't either. But I know that you are a woman that prays. Yeah. And we're just talking today about prayer, and you know that the circumstances in our nation can be overwhelming to people, but the church cannot get under that load. And we must blow the trumpet. We must awaken the church. And one way we're going to do that is by the intercessors that's been in the prayer closet all these years. They've got to come out and begin to tell what they're hearing, and they've got to come out and pray. So this is not a rehearsed radio broadcast today. I just called you up and said we're going to pray. So Debbie, I know you know how to pray, and just what are you hearing the Holy Spirit saying? And then I want you to begin to pray, and I want you to call intercessors out of the closet to begin to declare and proclaim what they're hearing.
Okay. This year especially, I have heard the Lord calling me more than ever, actually as a sabbatical year with Him, to come away and wait with Him, but wait and soak in the oil of the Spirit. It's like a preparation year. He said to me, you must be prepared. You must be prepared. And the way to prepare is by waiting on Him and soaking in the oil of His presence. And He took me to Esther, where she was soaked in oil for a year to be prepared as a bride. And I feel there's an urgency to wait with the Lord, to hear His heart, to pray what He's praying. He loves the bride. He is passionate for the bride, and he desires the bride to come and wait with Him and look into the future. And you know, I'm also reminded of Nehemiah, who was building that wall, and they were repairing the gates that had been burned and repairing the wall. And they had a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other. And the enemy was just taunting, trying to get them off the wall. And I found, even in my personal time, there can be so many distractions that try to get us off the wall of prayer and intercession. And so for me, I just hear the Lord as I sit with Him and wait with Him and pray in the Spirit. He begins to show me things, or I hear instructions, and sometimes His Spirit will just rise up in me. I'm a pretty quiet person, but occasionally that's when I really know it's Him, because it's like a lioness rises up in me, and I begin to pray things with great authority and passion, and I know that that's His passion flowing through me for His bride. He wants the church to wake up and to listen and get up and be prepared for things that are coming. We're the lifeline for our nation and for the nations of the world. We're the hope of the nations.
Yes.
The believers.
Yes.
And so I sense that he's saying, you know, he's calling me to call the bride to wake up, to shake the sleeping giant, and just to prophetically cry out, wake up, yes. mighty men of God.
Yes.
Wake up,
yes.
mighty women of God. Rise up and take your rightful place.
Yes.
And the scripture that he's just given me over and over again, he brings me back to this, is in Romans 8 in the Message. It was just an interesting bit of words that jumped off the page at me. But it says, waiting does not diminish us any more than waiting diminishes a pregnant mother. We are enlarged in the waiting. We, of course, don't see what is enlarging us, but the longer we wait, the larger we become, and the more joyful our expectancy.
Wow, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's Romans what?
It's Romans 8, about 25, I believe.
In the Message Bible.
In the Message.
Well, that is great. Waiting is so difficult, and I know that many, many people have left their prayer closet as intercessors because they're not willing to wait in His presence. And I know that many pastors and church and Christian leaders today have left the place of prayer when Sunday comes or when the time comes to minister. They don't have anything because there are so many demands. And I know there are many demands in life, but, you know, our first call is to hear His voice, spend time. And we must have some intercessors, people that hear the voice of the Lord. I want you just to spend some time praying. I did something I've never done. On radio, I've been praying in tongues here on BPN radio today because people, they pray in tongues and then we listen and hear the voice of the Lord. But there are people that may be out there today that want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Maybe they want a prayer language. But I know when first of all, I became an intercessor before God ever called me to preach, and I spent time just praying in the Spirit. I want you to just to pray however the Holy Spirit leads and guides you, because this is a prayer time, a prayer session, and this is a 24-hour prayer network, and I just want you to pray however the Holy Ghost tells you to pray. Just pray a while, Debbie.
Okay. Father, I thank you for your prayer language, for Holy Spirit praying in us, helping us to focus on you and not ourselves, to quiet our mind and our spirit so that we can hear the mind of the Spirit instead of the mind of the flesh. So, Father, I just right now I'm just going to pray in the Spirit for a bit and allow your Spirit to flow through me and pray what you want. And I pray that you will take this and encourage others who are called to be intercessors and who have left that first love, but come back in Jesus' name. So shola bakele masonde arikile boriandarabasa broste tebe sande atarabasoli ikisande bata bretisi tambadu koshtondarabokoshtele sende ketusi atata. Oh, the love of God is drawing and wooing His bride back to Him. Pray si tu potike la mosanti stete basakata. Draw us, Holy Spirit. Draw us to you. Cause us to be passionate lovers of you and of your bride. Fete seki le moti sarabati ando peste taba. Breti ti la morte la beso kiri ansarabata. Vataka singeri atrobo sori ansarabakata. Father, cause us to sing in the Spirit as we're doing our daily duties, as we're going through life. Father, washing the dishes, doing the laundry, driving to and from work, singing with our children spiritual songs and hymns, praising you in the Spirit, and praising you in our natural language, loving you, worshiping you, because you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy of our praise, and we want to honor you with our lives, Father. There's none like you. There's none like you. You alone are worthy. Father, we lift up this country, the one that you had your hand in the forming of, Father. We lift up this nation, Father. We lift up the nations, the people groups of the world. We cry out. We cry out in the streets, Father, for your justice, for your grace, for your mercy, for your reconciliation, Father. Father, we thank you. That you are the God of reconciliation, and you've called all of your true believers to be ministers of reconciliation. We are all in the ministry of reconciliation, Father. We bless you, Father. We thank you, Father. We worship you, Father. You alone are worthy. It's all about you. It's your kingdom, Father. Father, help us. Help us to rebuild the wall. Raise us up to be Nehemiah's, Father. Raise us up to be Deborah's, Father. Raise us up to be Mary's of Bethany, Father. Raise us up, Father. Raise us up to come alongside and hold one another's hands up. To be Aaron's and hers, Father. Father, restore the gates that have been burned. Restore the gates, Father. Oh, Father, restore the ancient boundaries, Father. Not only physically in this nation, but spiritually in our hearts, Father. Build up the walls, Father, that have been broken down. Restore the gates, Father. Oh, one more time, Father. Oh, Father, we desire your heart desire. We desire your heart desire. Oh, Father, I see a great tsunami, a wave, Father. I'm so excited about it. Father, this is not a destructive wave. Oh, but it's a huge wave of your Spirit coming to the earth, Father, to this nation and the nations of the earth. A wave of your glory, a wave of your mercy poured out. A wave of the love of God like we've never known in the church, Father. Crashing and only destroying mean, harsh, religious statements, Father. But bringing the Spirit of God, the love of God, with great mercy, Father. And we thank you, Father, that with the judgment that's coming, it's the judgment on the enemy, Father. We rejoice in that. Come, judgment of God. Do vengeance on our enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. You took all the judgment, Jesus, for us. And we thank you for that. We appreciate it so much. But we say, come, judgment of God, on our enemies, Father. The enemies that would destroy the people of God.
Yes.
It would try to destroy the nation of Israel, Father.
That's right.
The bride of Christ, the things you love, Father.
Yeah.
Grace and mercy and truth.
That's right.
That would, oh, shoko de bada, tenti te basaria tarabaturia tarabaturia. Rosti nabatande a tandalaba. Iro sondi a carabestangi a po. Oh, yes, sikaribi, sondi a tarabaturia. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name.
Thank you, Lord. We worship you.
Bless you, Father. Oh, we love you so. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, into our homes, into our rooms, into our quiet places.
Yes, we do.
Into our automobiles.
Yes, we do. I agree.
As we're doing the things that have to be done in this life, Father, cause us to go with your words in our mouth, your fire stoked in our spirit to pray as we're grocery shopping. And, Lord, hearing your voice, even when we're out in the world, whatever it is that we have to do in the natural, that your spirit is with us doing the supernatural.
Yes.
Open our eyes and open our ears to your spirit. And open our eyes to see those that need you, that need a smile, a touch, Father. Those that might need some money.
Yes,
that we have, Father, those that need their lunch ticket paid for.
That's right.
Father, thank you for your great heart of generosity.
That's right. That's
thank
right.
you, Father. We
That's
are your
right.
children.
Yes, Lord.
We look like you on this earth, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, help us look like you.
Yes.
Help them when they look at us, they see you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, be lifted
up.
Be glorified in our lives. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified in our lives, Father. Help us to magnify you. Holy Spirit, help us to magnify Jesus. Shikite besonda bakate. Zete bandioko shondoko. E shikatote sanda. Brete stombe selete stonda ba. Oh, Father, douse us with joy continually.
Great joy,
Father.
Yes,
joy
Lord.
On our faces, Lord.
Yes.
Cause us to be attractively joyful, Lord.
Sheke
tense de bakarianda. Full of life and light.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for purpose, Lord. We all have purpose, Lord.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. No matter how old we become, in this physical body, we have purpose, Lord.
Right.
We thank you. We have purpose.
You,
we might not be able to do anything but lay in the bed. But, Lord, we can focus on you and allow you to pray through us, Father.
Yes, that's right.
We are still valuable and useful to your kingdom.
Yes, we are, Lord.
We are still supple and filled with the oil. And, oh, Father, you know my heart cry is that we would all be found to be like the five virgins who were full of oil.
That's right.
So daily, Father, fill us with your oil
so
that we can be the lights of your presence in this earth, in this darkness. Let your light shine. Let your light shine, Father. Let your light shine.
I agree.
Help us to be full of oil.
I agree.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I just set myself in agreement with Debbie Davenport, a true intercessor that I know in the body of Christ. And Lord, we just call for intercessors to come out of their closet and begin to declare, as they have been soaking in you, begin to declare what they're hearing, the Holy Spirit saying. And we begin to declare and decree that, because there's so many voices of doom and gloom out there. And Debbie, before you go, I know that you live in Rockwall, and I know that that at one time Rockwall, Texas was declared as the prayer capital of the world. I know that I was in Africa one time during the late 80s or early 90s, and I said, I'm from Rockwall, Texas. And they said, well, you're from that church that prays, that city that prays. And I know you live there, and I know there's still people in Rockwall, Texas that were a part of the prayer army. And I believe that God is calling for a wake up. As you prayed a while ago, there's a wake up call. And I know we have a few minutes on the BPN prayer network today, and I want you to pray that prayer army will hear the voice, because I know that one time there was 300,000 people as a part of that prayer army that was started in Rockwall, Texas, birthed there at Church on the Rock in Rockwall. And I know that that prayer army is still out there somewhere. And why don't you just pray for the prayer army to come forth? It's time for the prayer army to come forth and pray. Would you just pray? Would you just intercede on behalf of that right now?
Yes. Oh, Father, I thank you. Thank you for raising up the prayer army, Father. The prayer army all over this nation and around the world that you began to stir in the 80s and maybe before, but with me, that was when that really began to stir in the early 80s, Father. Father, I pray that you would unstop those wells, and Father, that you would cause that deep well of intercession to be stirred in the inner man of all the prayer army and those that have not yet joined the prayer army, Father, that you would go out and reach the new ones that are feeling that stirring as well, Father, that the prayer army in this nation around the world would be stirred in the depths of their inner man, that you would dig those wells, that you would unstop those wells and dig them deeper, enlarge the wells, Father, of prayer and intercession, Father. Father, I call forth the prayer army now, Father. Absolutely. Rise up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up, prayer army.
Yes.
Children of God, mighty men and women of God, even in their youth, Father.
Yes.
The youth that is experiencing now that stirring, that maybe for the first time, Lord, that stirring, that drawing, that longing,
That's
Father,
right.
for more of you.
That's right.
To see your purpose and your plan and your kingdom established
Yes,
in this earth, Father.
Yes.
Draw us up to you, draw us aside,
Yes, Lord.
Draw us aside, unite us once again, Father.
Yes.
Koya Saria Tarabasanda, Bro Shatam Basandayata, Breke Shitombo Sondaba. Rise up,
Yes.
Rise up, mighty men and women of God.
Yes.
Come forth.
Yes.
Wake up, O sleeper.
I agree.
Wake up, O sleeper. Wake up, O sleeper.
Yes.
It's time.
I agree.
It's time to jump out of your bed, to leap for joy.
Yes.
To cry out to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
It's time, Father.
Yes. Yes.
It's time, Father.
Yes,
begin a dynamo fire in us, Father.
Yes, God.
We can't not pray.
That's right.
Oh, God, Father. That we break forth in prayer, that we break forth in worship, that we break forth in praise and singing and rejoicing and crying out for your great hand of mercy upon this nation, Father, and the nations of the world. Oh, Shakaba, that we cry out for Israel, Father.
Yes, we
do. That we do not relent day and night, Father. I thank you, Father, for the places of 24/7 prayer that is continually going on.
That's right.
Oh, Father, I ask for more.
That's right.
That's right. That the prayer to God, the worship to God, the fire on the altar never ceases in this nation ever again.
That's right.
Encourage us in you, Jesus' name. We love you so much.
Thank you, Father God.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Debbie, thank you so much for praying with us here today. I just sense that there is a fresh call. There's a fresh call for people to pray. Not a new call, but a fresh call, because I believe that people have been hearing this call for a long time. But I believe there's a fresh call that we're going to pray out of the depths of our spirit, the depths of our being. And I'm so thankful that you've been praying with me today. You've been praying for a long time. And I'm just so thankful that people could pray with us today here on BPN Radio. And this is a fresh call to pray. And I just want to remind the people that if you want to be a part of this prayer army, just go to letspray.america.com. Let's pray. And so I'm not calling for people to pray for America. I'm calling America to pray. And you can just go to letspray.america.com and you can sign in. And you put your name and your email address. You can put your church. You don't have to put your church, but put your city. We just want to know that your city is praying. And so, Debbie, thank you so very, very much for praying with us today, calling for intercessors, and I believe that we're making a difference. God bless you and all that you put your hand to do. Keep praying, Debbie.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate it. My joy and my pleasure.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wow. Thank you very much, Deborah Davenport from Rockwall, Texas, and we've just been praying today. And we've been praying in the Spirit. We've been praying with our understanding, praying with our spirit. If you've not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can, because it's for everybody. And I just want to pray for you today that you be filled with the Spirit of God, and that you can just say, Lord, baptize me in the Holy Spirit. And you can receive that prayer language. So, Lord, I just pray that you'll baptize people in the Holy Spirit with that wonderful prayer language of speaking in tongues. And I call for intercessors, and I call for that fresh anointing, to pray, that fresh call to pray. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. So grateful to have you. You have a wonderful day. If you'd like to support BPN Radio, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com, and there's a donate button. Also, if you have a prayer request, down at the bottom of our website, you can double-click that, put in your prayer request. We have a national prayer team that is praying for you. Dale Gentry here on BPN Radio, and we'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.